Hey, it's me, Jojo from Jers, and shocker, I have something to say. Let's talk about the definition of the word invasion, shall we? An incursion of an army for conquest or plunder. The incoming or spread of something usually hurtful. Now, let's talk about the definition of the word crisis. An unstable or crucial time or state of affairs in which a decisive change is impending, especially one with a distinct possibility of a highly undesirable outcome, as in a financial crisis or the nation's energy crisis or the I'm out of peanut butter crisis. Also, a situation that has reached a critical phase, the environmental crisis, an unemployment crisis. When you hear words like invasion and crisis, your mind pretty much turns to, oh my God, what can we do? We obviously need to act imminently. This is an emergency. It's a crisis. It's an invasion. We have to respond. We have to do something. We can't wait. We have to act now. Let's just say you're at a Starbucks enjoying a $20 cup of coffee, and someone bursts in screaming and looking for you, shouting, our marauders have launched an invasion on your house and all the other houses in the neighborhood. It's a crisis. Would you just sit there drinking your coffee, thinking to yourself, I've got time. Actually, probably got about a year or so to do something about this, and maybe I'll have new neighbors in that time. You know what? Let's leave this up to them. Let's leave this up to the new neighbors. Or would you say, oh my God, we have to do something. We have to do something now. Everyone in the neighborhood is begging for action, and we've been telling everyone everywhere for as long as we can that this kind of invasion was already underway, but that no one was doing anything about it except for us, even though we weren't doing a damn thing. You see, this is where we are right now. Republicans killed a vote on a bill today that they've been begging for years. They've been demanding for years. The crisis at the border, the invasion at the border. Such an invasion, by the way. Governor Greg Abbott disobeyed the Supreme Court of the United States when they told him he had to let federal border agents have access to the entry points on the Texas-Mexico border, and he decided to put up more razor wire instead. Such an invasion that a pilgrimage of pointlessness launched from points across the country far and wide, most from states that are not in fact border states, set out to defend the border from invaders. Of course, when they got there, they could only find each other to fight with, not actual migrant invaders, but that's irrelevant to them. Such an invasion that Senate Republicans and House Republicans have disavowed as woke. James Lankford, a very conservative Republican, for even bringing the bill, a bill which they asked for. And now they're calling Mitch Epping McConnell too bipartisan. They want him to step aside. They want Mitch McConnell to step aside for being too bipartisan. You cannot make this stuff up, folks. Because in order to be a true MAGA Republican, you have to just identify a problem. And then you have to harp constantly on the problem, and you have to blame the problem on the other party, but you're never allowed to actually do anything about the problem, because that's just not the kind of thing you do. You just talk about stuff a lot. You fearmonger, you gaslight, you lie, but you're not there to legislate. None of them actually believe in government, and somehow they just keep swallowing the rest of the old school Republican Party whole. There are more actual Republicans in Congress that are not MAGA acolytes, but that doesn't seem to matter. It's tyranny of the minority, and it's very, 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 very bad for this country. Not only have they accomplished nothing, they were handed everything they wanted on a silver platter, and they said, no, we don't want to help the other side. We want to hurt the people we've been saying we wanted to protect so that we could come back into power to help them. Who the hell wants government like that? Who wants that? I mean, would you go to the doctor, and every single time you go to the doctor, they tell you, oh, you know, you don't look well. I think you've got cancer. You should be very, very afraid. You clearly are very, 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 very sick. It's obviously the fault of your last doctor, you know. So definitely never go back to that doctor because you're very, 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 very sick. But I'm not going to do anything to help you because I didn't do that thing to you in the first place. But I just really want you to blame your old doctor. Would you do that? Would you hire a plumber for him to come into your house and look at your toilet and be like, yeah, your toilet, that's fucked up. That's about as bad as I've ever seen. Your last plumber was really bad at plumbing. I'm not going to fix it. I just want you to post a Yelp review that your last plumber was really bad. You wouldn't do any of that shit because you're not a fucking idiot. And if you were a fucking idiot, you wouldn't be listening to me talking about MAGA being useless fucking idiots. Here's the thing. We have to make them own this. They've been riding this border issue like it's the mechanical bull in the only bar for 500 miles in the middle of the Oklahoman panhandle, and anyone who stays on for more than a minute wins a free plate of wings. And now that they're this close to getting the effing wings, they jump off. Something. The point is, they've been running on the border because it's the only thing they have, and they don't want that dog to catch the car. So much for that invasion, huh? Okay. Well, that's it for today's round. See you all next time.